Today's special guest needs no introduction. One of rock and roll's deadliest fathers and a Juno winner, an Order of Canada recipient. He's been on the show before for the second time. Dante, and welcome to Randy Backman.
Hi, nice to be here. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, so I know you guys are you're coming to play Tsutsina on April 11th and 12th. You're in GP April 9th, and then in Lethbridge on the 13th. Now, you've been part of the show before, but you know this tour now is obviously more of a BTO tour, and you got Tal on the show. So, you know, I know you guys got quite a few musicians in the family, and we've talked about how you and Tal will sometimes break out these random covers and just even let the audience call them out sometimes. So I got to thinking after the last time we chatted, what are some of the most random and strange ones that you guys have just pulled out on the spot?
There was a Madonna song, I forget what it was called, that Tal got asked to do. And amazing enough, he had been, because we goof around when we're rehearsing, somebody would start to play a song they heard on the radio, and we would never normally play it because it's a dance track or something, like Poker Face or something like that, you know, Gaga song. And people would request, and Tal would go, I know that, and we would play it. They would be amazed. And I've got to tell you this, every guitar player I know, and piano player, whatever, you start learning classics. You play classical music, you play jazz, you learn Autumn Leaves, you learn stuff like that. And then you become a rocker or a shredder or a jazz guy or whatever, but you know, you still know all these other songs, and people are amazed. If you got 10 guitar players together, we would all know a classical song, a flamenco song, a jazz song, a shredding song, a hammer-on pull-off song. You know what I mean? We all do that, and so that makes music a lot of fun. Well, a lot of times we would put like a fishbowl at the front of the stage, and people will come and drop in requests, and we look at them, try to put them in order, and try to sing them at the end. And sometimes they include some of our songs that aren't normally in the set. So after we do a set of a mixture of Guess Who and BTO and even Tell This She's So High, we do that. We throw in this medley of whatever we want to do or the audience puts on stage, and everybody goes crazy because if one of our songs doesn't hit home with them when we do an AC/DC song or a Stone song, you know, we might do Highway to Hell or Satisfaction, the crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
So it is a lot of fun.
Awesome. Now, without, you know, not giving away too much, what can we expect out of the set list? Is it a little Guess Who, BTO mixed with a bit of Tal into one superset, or can we expect some of these random covers when you're out on tour this year?
No, you mentioned everything there. It's basically a BTO tour. BTO is back. We're, you know, touring Canada. The first time we toured was like Canada Coast to Coast was like 50 years ago. And we brought with us a brand new band called ZZ Top, and we're still around today. But now we're going across Canada with not American, but Canadian classic rockers with April Wine and Headpins. People are going to get 4-5 solid hours of Canadian hits from the 70s. That's like no other tour, basically. I mean, BTO, we've got, I'm doing like 20 BTO songs, 6 or 7 or 8 Guess Who songs, all these other songs we throw in. Tal's done She's So High. He sings a couple other Guess Who songs. April Wine's got a good 10 or 12 hits. Headpin's got a good 6 or 7 or 8 hits.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be an incredible evening of soundtrack of everybody's lives for all the people out there who are rockers, who are driving pickup trucks and hot rods and not Cadillacs and not listening to rap music, who like rock and roll and country. This is what we're bringing. We're bringing the music back. Classic rock is back. BTO is back.
Amazing. That puts the biggest smile on my face. Now, Tal, of course, jumped on the tour a couple years ago with you and is now pretty much officially a member of BTO. How special was that for you as a father, for you guys to be up on that stage together touring?
It's really special that he's on stage. Many times, he's a real scholar. He went to university, he was getting his master's degree, and my drummer would break his leg. So I would just call Tal, he's in college, and say, hey, Billy just broke his leg. He's the drummer. Can you come and drum? Because Tal's been drumming since he was 2. Like, there's pictures of him and my brother Robbie's drums when BTO was practicing in my basement. So he would just show up with no rehearsal and play drums for the rest of the tour. Then he'd go back to college. Then I'd call him and say, look, I fell and smashed my elbow. I can't play, but I got to sing a couple of gigs. Can you come and play guitar? He would quit college for that term and come and play. So now he's, and then, you know, in the last couple of years, I lost my brother. So that was a tragic loss. And then Tal just, he's been there for like his whole life, and now he's playing and singing guitar, but he plays piano, he plays everything, he can play drums like mad, and we have Coco, who's his wife, on drums, who channels, she's from Japan, and she channels my brother Robbie's playing, and this little woman plays like Zorro. You ever see the female drummer with Lenny Kravitz?
Okay, yeah.
She's like that, she wears a Zorro hat, and so she comes out, and she doesn't play the drums, she pounds them, it's like, amazing. And we sound really, really good like BTO. We've got a single coming out right now. This week is kind of being released, called 60 Years Ago. Because when we play in Winnipeg on April the 19th, on the 18th, they're dedicating, renaming the Disraeli Overpass to the Backman-Turner Overpass. This is a big bridge in Winnipeg that goes from one part of Winnipeg over the Assiniboine River to the other. They're renaming it the Backman-Turner Overpass. So I wrote a song called 60 Years Ago about being in Winnipeg in the 60s, a teenager, that tells the story of Burton Cummings, Neil Young, Fred Turner, me, and everybody else who was in a band there. It's coming out now as a gift back to Winnipeg because they're naming the bridge after us, making this as a single download, giving all the royalties to the Winnipeg bikers who ride bicycles and motorcycles to raise money for the food bank and homeless. Just a really good, feel-good thing that's happening, that's going on. So look for this BTO single featuring Neil Young on guitar, the solo and everything, and Fred Turner singing and me and Cal singing. And it's called 60 Years Ago, and it's kind of coming out now. It's going to be available on iTunes and everywhere else. And like I said, the money's going to the Riders of the Fork, they're called, because the Forks are, you know, where Portage and Maine meet. Yeah. And the first line of the song is, I went back home, things are not the same. You can't cross the street in Portage and Maine. We always used to run across the street there, and they put up these barricades now because the whole world was coming to Portage and Maine, and you can't cross the street there anymore. You've got to go underground. So that's the first opening of the song. And then it tells about Neil and the Squires and Burton Cummings. It's a biographical story about me and all the other bands in Winnipeg.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, just a bit of history here, like me and my band in 1999, one of our first actual huge stage was the Pan Am Games. We were the rap group that played before Redbone, that played before you at the Forks in Winnipeg.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's great.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a full circle moment when every time I have you or Burton on the show. And, you know, when I talked to Burton and I told him about, you know, how my buddy lives on Polson and he went to school on Polson. So we got talking about, you know, when he visits Winnipeg, what are some of the places around Winnipeg that, you know, just bring you back to those early, early, early years in Winnipeg?
Well, I always go back there, and if I'm with any of my kids, they want to see. So I take them back to West Kelowna, to Seven Oaks, where I lived, and then to Hartford, where I used to live. Then the first house I bought was on Luxton Avenue, two blocks away from Bannerman, where Burton lived. That's why I used to just go and write songs with him. I would just cut through 2 yards, I'd be in his front yard. And so I go back and visit my old school, and you try to go to the restaurants, but they're gone.
Yeah.
Only the memories taste the same. The food is not the same. You can't get pierogies anywhere in Winnipeg or good fish and chips anymore. It's all gone. But, you know, I still like to go back there. And it's going to be great to go back there in April because Fred Turner's there. He might join us on stage. They're naming the bridge after us. Our new single comes out. It'll be on the radio. We'll have a new song on the radio. And if you're from Winnipeg, this song is going to rock you to the depths of your heart and soul. And, you know, maybe we'll have a record on the radio again, which is, you know, every band's trying the same. Steve Miller putting out a new album. Doobie Brothers got a new album out. Classic Radio will start to play the bands who are the classic bands who are still around. They can rejuvenate the whole music business.
Wow, that's when, you know, I always tell people, I'm like, man, the 70s were the time, you know, for whether it was like you mentioned the Doobies or whoever, Steely Dan, like so many amazing bands came out of the 70s. And I love hearing that you guys are making a comeback. Once again, talking to Randy Bachman, he's coming to town with not only his son, Tal Bachman, but he's going to be in Tsutsina at the Grey Eagle playing with the Headpins with April Wine. It is going to be a who's who of classic rock Canadian royalty. Thanks again for chatting with us, Randy. And we can't wait to check you out at the Grey Eagle.
Thanks. See you soon. Bye-bye.